Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, Darren Barefoot joins me in the co-host chair as we talk about the Clinton Lady Dark Horses' tough loss to Dixon in the fourth round of the NCHSAA 2A state playoffs. We will also talk about the future of the Lady Horses, and we will also talk about getting over the fourth round of the Lady Horses. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Well, Darren, I want to thank you for being here today on this 28th episode of the Sampson County Sports Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Let's jump right into it as the Lady Horses lost the other night to Dixon, 1-0, and a tough loss for the Lady Horses in the fourth round, not making it to the fifth round, never made it to the fifth round in school history, so a tough loss there. What are your thoughts about this game and not being able to make it to the fifth round? Obviously, a tough 1-0 loss.
A bit surprising. I really thought that Clinton was poised to make a good deep run. We knew Dixon was going to be on a mission with that loss they took earlier in the season to Clinton. Honestly, I felt like Clinton had a better chance, especially with it being at home, but Dixon, they were out for revenge, and they were successful.
Obviously, you thought they would make a deeper run than this, and as I was talking to some Clinton fans before the game, they also thought it was their night against Dixon again. Obviously, they did beat Dixon 1-0 earlier in the season, but Dixon got him back last night. So, as I was talking to Clinton fans last night, or the other night, they seemed optimistic and seemed like it was their best chance of getting to the fifth round for the first time in school history in both women's and men's soccer. So still waiting for that fifth round in soccer at Clinton High School. Big game for Dixon as they move on to the regional final to play Carrboro, and that is a very intriguing game there as Dixon is the number one team in the state, standing at 21-2-1, and Carrboro number two in the state rankings at 18-1-1. And Carrboro is the one seed in the tournament, this playoff for the states. Obviously, some strange playoff seedings there as we see the rankings and the seedings not agreeing there. Right. What do you think about that?
It's interesting because, you know, when Dixon came into Clinton earlier in the season, they were the number one team. Clinton got the win and kind of knocked them off a little bit. And then about halfway through the season, all of a sudden, Dixon jumped right back up into that number one position. I think when you talk about it, didn't really see a reason for that to happen, but it did. And then the playoffs, they seeded Carrboro higher. They seeded Clinton, even got a higher seed than Dixon. So that was a little odd the way all that shook out. It makes you wonder if the losses that Dixon took earlier in the season didn't motivate them, didn't light a fire underneath them going forward. Like we said, just coming off this big win with Clinton. Now they got another test going toward Carrboro, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them take that.
Now, I talked to Dixon's coach the other night and asked him about how would they prepare for Carrboro and what to expect. And he said that they expected a quality match, a tough match when you have to go out there to their place up in Carrboro. Obviously, Clinton had to play there last year in the fourth round, losing in overtime 5-2. And a great game there, obviously, led up and had overtime. But obviously that fourth round slump again there last year. But he expects a tough, physical, tactical, well-coached team from Carrboro, and they're going to have to bring everything they got to advance to the in that one to make it to the state championships in Raleigh at NC State. Can they make it to the state championships, and can they beat Carrboro?
This deep in the playoffs, each team that takes the field is going to be a formidable opponent. Both of these teams are deserving of being here. They have worked hard all season. They've played hard all season. Going to be a great game. Like I just mentioned a second ago, it seems to me that the losses that Dixon took a little earlier in the season has kind of lit a fire. And I'm going to take them for an upset in this game. I believe they do get over that hump and make it to the...
I agree with you, and I will take Dixon in this game. A very close game. Both teams playing very close games the previous games. Carrboro beat First Flight in the third round 1-0 and then went on to beat Southwest Onslow 1-0 and obviously Dixon beating Clinton 1-0. So many 1-0 games, Carrboro defending champions, And they won't, if Carbo does win, they will not have to face Forbush again. Forbush, the runner-up from last year, lost to Hendersonville 3-0 in the fourth round. And they will, Hendersonville will play West Stokes in their regional final for the West. And so we have an interesting setup here for the Final Four in the States. Very big game, but it's sad to see the Clinton Dark Horses leave this tournament as they did lose. But let's rewind to a couple nights ago as Clinton played Durham School of the Arts to make it to play Dixon. And also we'll talk about a little bit about the South Granville game as well. Clinton did beat South Granville 8-0 and Durham School of the Arts 3-1. Obviously great games there. We've seen the 8-0, 9-0 games all season from Clinton, but Durham School of the Arts gave a match there for a little bit, 3-1. The Durham School of the Arts didn't score to the last few minutes, but very defensive game there. Held Clinton to 3 goals. I think that's pretty good for the Durham School of the Arts.
Yeah, they, looking back at how we were talking about last week's show, we talked about how Clinton constantly having these high-scoring games again, and you know, not allowing teams to score. We wondered how much that was going to affect Clinton when they got deeper into the playoffs. Obviously, I don't think either one of us was expecting an 8-0 win over Granville. But then you shift gears to Durham School of the Arts, and Clinton proved that they could win those low-scoring games, only scoring 3 goals. Obviously, Durham School of the Arts did a good job to hold them at bay. Problem is, they just didn't score, like you said, until the last minute of the game. Too little, too late. So that game kind of, to me, helped Clinton get set up for the Dixon game yesterday. Unfortunately, Clinton, I think Dixon jumping on them first, we said they scored 16 minutes into the game. Wonder if that didn't deflate Clinton a little bit. The first time, probably in a long time, they've trailed and had a goal scored almost as quick as they have because they've been getting these shutouts or, you know, low-scoring games for so long. All of a sudden, they're playing from behind and, you know, that's not something they're used to.
A great season for the Lady Horses, and let's talk a little bit about the future of the Dark Horse soccer here in Clinton. Obviously, a very young team losing 5 or 8 seniors this year, but only 3 of them played constantly during the season. You had the rest of them subbing in and out for players, and a great season for those players, but a very young team, 2 leading scorers, Spell and Yang for the Dark Horses. They're freshmen, so they'll be back next year. Their goalie Carr will be back as a senior next year. Some really good players coming back to this Dark Horse team, and obviously you have middle school players coming up. What do you expect from this team moving on to next year in this new conference, and can they make it over that 5th round?
You got to get the feeling that these players are going to want some redemption. You know, several years in a row, as we've said, they get to that 4th round and they can't just get over the hump. It's like there's a wall right there at that 4th round that they can't seem to break through. But these players that have played with this program for the past couple of years that know what this feeling feels like, you've got to get the impression that one day they're going to be able to get over that hurdle. And me and you were talking before going on the air about the new conference we're going to be in next year. Looking down the list of schools that's going to be coming in, the conference looks like it's going to be a little bit tougher next year and possibly one that gets them more prepared for the postseason.
In that conference, you've got Goldsboro and Midway, obviously. 2 very good teams made it pretty far in the playoffs. Goldsboro did lose to Southwest Onslow in girls soccer 4-0. But a very good team there. And we also have East Duplin and James Keenan and Wallace Hill as well coming in the conference. So a very good conference there. And so I want to thank Darren Barefoot for joining me today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, sir.
And that'll do it here for us. A real quick announcement. We will not be on air next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our year in review, the sports edition. And we'll be back 2 weeks from now. So that does it here from the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Darren Barefoot and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.